After all that I've been through and all that I've seen, I don't frighten easily. No, I was just listening. Listening in the dark, trying to work out what had woken me, wondering if I should get up and investigate. I mean, that's what I do. It's who I am. Sarah Jane Smith, investigative journalist and expert on night terrors. But then suddenly I remembered. After all these years, I don't live alone any longer. There's Luke, my adopted son, just across the landing. He must have made the noise, getting up in the night, fixing himself a snack or whatever. I suppose you could say I've come to motherhood rather late in my life. But then that's fitting, as Luke only came into Lukehood rather late in his own life. It's complicated. Everything about my life is complicated. And as I lay there, my mind started dwelling on that, the bump in the night forgotten. Until I heard it again, carrying through the dark quiet of the house. Furtive noises, a drawer opening, a creak of a hinge, the fall of keys on a carpet. Burglars, I thought, or something else. Heart quickening, I jumped out of bed and scrambled silently into my dressing gown. In a house like mine, a house full of secrets and miracles, the likes of which few people on this planet could dream of, if someone breaks in, well, it could have disastrous consequences. Because, let it be known for the record, I know about visitors. Extraterrestrials, aliens, all about them. I travelled with one for a time. Oh, such a wonderful, wonderful time. I could never settle for a regular life after that, and I'm glad to say I haven't had to. With his help, and with borrowed technology and resources, I've been able to continue our work defending Earth against threats from the stars, helping creatures who've lost their way, and hindering those who've found a way to thrive at human expense. Anyway, I'm sure you can understand that when I hear noises in the night, a burglar with an eye mask and a sack labelled swag isn't exactly the first image to flash into my mind. Even so, I padded down the stairs, wielding a musical instrument from some distant world that looked vaguely like a weapon. Then, taking a deep breath, I burst into the living room, snapped on the lights, and stared. A mousy, middle-aged woman stood in the middle of the room, dressed in jeans and a jumper, holding a crowbar in one hand. She looked more like a librarian than a housebreaker, except I could see bits of jewellery dangling from her stuffed pockets. I'm so sorry to disturb you, she said at last. I stared at her. I think you're the one who might be disturbed. What do you think you're doing? I need gold, she said. I'm terribly sorry to break into your home, but I can't go back without gold. Go back where? I demanded. Give me whatever gold you have, she hissed, and there was a threatening look in her eyes now. Give it to me. The only thing I'm giving you is 30 seconds to leave by the same way you got in, I told her calmly. Then I'm calling the police. The woman started to advance on me, raising the crowbar like a bat. I raised the instrument in my hand. Don't force me to use this. Then suddenly Luke entered the room behind me, his dark hair mussed up with sleep, a confused look on his face. Mum, he said. What's happening? The woman hesitated. Then she gasped, dropped her weapon and clutched her forehead. Our thoughts shine, she rasped. And with that she turned and ran away into the kitchen. I ran after her, but she'd already made it outside through the same window she'd jemmied open. Breathing shakily, I put down my improvised gun. Luke appeared at my elbow. I'm glad she didn't force you to use that thing, he said. I've heard you play.